AVOE 1400 AM 96.9 FM Mix 104.9 and Country 101.7.
246 years ago, a small group of men changed the course of American history. One of those men was a successful Boston businessman named John Hancock. Well known for his generous support of the cause of liberty, it was said that the city of Boston acquired his personal fortune when Hancock was first elected to public office. Even his boat bore the name Liberty. Eloquent and charming, John Hancock was elected president of the Continental Congress that convened in Philadelphia in the summer of 1776. He was the first man to sign his name to the Declaration of Independence with a bold stroke that remains the most famous signature in American history. On Independence Day 2022, we remember John Hancock of Massachusetts, who signed the Declaration of Independence and became a founder of our American Republic.
This Independence Day, Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, Williams Towing and Recovery, Waters Hardware, and Bruce Davis Construction invite you to join us in celebrating the spirit of America and our rich national heritage.
Did you know Kohl's has beyond epic deals just in time for 4th of July fun? I just got buy one, get one for a dollar Jumping Beans Kids Finds, shorts for less than $18, and swimsuits for just $17.99. The best part? I didn't need any coupons, earned Kohl's cash, and got free store pickup. So, yeah, run to Kohl's. Select styles. Sale ends July 4th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Looking for a climate-controlled work facility? Look no further than Hostess Brands of Emporia. Walk-in applicants welcome Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They offer competitive pay, shift differential, weekend premium, and a comprehensive benefit package. Night shift positions offered on the spot. To apply, visit 1525 Industrial, email ahines@hostessbrands.com, or call 620-340-9235. Pay ranges from $19.06 to $43 an hour. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center.
Prices are going up on everything, but the price of your prescriptions doesn't have to. At CareArc, they partner with a network of local pharmacies to give their patients discounted prices on medications. Their discount program could save you thousands, even if you already have insurance or if you're uninsured. There's no membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider. Visit one of their contract pharmacies and save. Find out how you can save money in your prescriptions at carearc.org/medication.
KVOE Live and local, and welcome to our Newsmaker 2 segment, or should I say the J&J segment here this morning. Yeah, we're, going to be joined by Emporia police officers on a monthly basis here, giving us all kinds of great information. And once again this month, we're featured in studio with Emporia Police Master Patrol Officer Jaffer Aga. Jaffer, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well.
And Officer J.T. Clarence. J.T., how are you?
I am doing great this morning.
Good to have you both in here. How are things going? Good?
Super, yeah.
Super. Of course, we're on the doorstep of the 4th of July holiday weekend, so a lot of activities, a lot of traveling, a lot of partying, outdoor gatherings, and fireworks. So, Jaffer, I assume that the police department's fairly busy, kind of keeping an eye on things for the holiday.
Oh, absolutely. We're always busy this time of year, fireworks or no. But the added fun of having fireworks sold and discharged off in the city has given us a little bit more to work with.
Well, I know annually that you do receive your fair share of complaints about fireworks. I think that for the most part, though, in talking to the police department over the years, is that you really try to get the warnings out there for people. There, I guess, generally aren't many fines issued, but you want to make people aware that safety and the neighborhood concerns have to come into play, right?
Absolutely. No one on our side is really wanting to put a damper on the fun of the holiday weekend or the holiday week, really, with the how extended out we've had the fireworks shot off. But we do also want to be considerate for the people who are trying to sleep or who are bothered by fireworks by adhering to those times that we allow them to be fired off and the places you can do it.
All right. And that firework discharge window?
It is 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., with the exception of the 3rd and the 4th, which allows it to go all the way to 11 p.m.
Okay. And Of course, we're very fortunate here in Emporia to have our very own city fireworks display that is a great annual event, and it's going to be at the campus of Emporia State and JT, and basically inviting people to head down to the university and get a seat around 7 o'clock.
Yeah, absolutely. I know I normally go either whether I'm working or whether I'm able to attend the show, so it's always a good thing to go out to, bring your families and everything. So
I think that the campus opens to tailgating 7 p.m. on July 3rd. That will be this Sunday night. Looks like the forecast is going to be okay. I know that Chief Pyrotechnician Bernie Toso has things lined up, and they've got a lot of work to get things in store for fireworks display, which I think is worth over $20,000, 25 to 35 minutes, I think they're expecting for the big show. And so we just want to let people know there are a few rules, Joffre, on the campus of Emporia State that people need to adhere to.
Yes, all the campus laws that exist as of right now, they're going to be in effect as well during the show. No alcoholic bottles on premises, especially glass bottles, if you can avoid that in the parking lots, just for general safety purposes. Adhere to the traffic laws. I mean, show up early because it does get pretty packed down there. If you can, if you live nearby and you can walk down there, make it easier for the traffic congestion, that'd be a good idea as well.
All right, and they do encourage seating in Welch Stadium as well. Good place to view that. They do, though, want to say there's no chairs on the Welch Stadium field and on the track. They want to avoid any damage to those. So fireworks safety all come into play. Please respect your fellow citizens because it is a busy time and noisy time here through the holiday. But we do want to, of course, encourage people to solicit the local fireworks stands, because that is where the money comes from to support our city fireworks, is from the money that these fireworks stands play to get their stands up. So it's totally accessed by that. And joined this morning by Joffre Aga, J.T. Clarins, Emporia Police Department. Fraud scams. What are we looking at? You know, obviously it's out there. That's something that we need to pay attention to. And Joffre, what do you want to touch on this morning?
So frauds and scams have been an ongoing issue, honestly, my entire career over the last 10 years and even further back from that. We have seen kind of an uptick. Usually we do in the summer months with these scammers targeting people in Emporia and elsewhere, I have to imagine. But here locally, you know, we just wanted to bring some tips and tricks to you. It seems very rare that we're able to get a hold of these things before it's gone too far. But, I mean, there's a few things. The Federal Trade Commission has a lot of good information out there. That's what we use. They share information about scams with us when they happen. But it's requiring that people like your listeners are calling either the Emporia Police Department, letting us know what's happening, or reporting it directly to the FTC. And the FTC will then share that scam information with the over 3,000 law enforcement partners across the country. Something to be aware of with those is scammers are often going to pretend to be from an organization that you know. The IRS, the Medicaid, law enforcement, businesses that you might know. I know we've all got those extended car warranty phone calls or voicemails. They're going to try that kind of a thing, and a big tactic with them is to put a high amount of pressure on you right away to act. And it's important that you just take a breath and don't act right away. I mean, I'll tell you, they'll make you feel like you're going to be in trouble if you don't act immediately, particularly with those IRS tax warrant, or when they say that your Social Security number has been used, and if you don't take action now, you'll be held in some kind of criminal trouble. But, I mean, it's important to know that an actual law enforcement officer is never going to call you and tell you that you have a warrant. The first time you're going to find out about that is if you're placed under arrest for the warrant. So that should be an immediate red flag that there is a big problem with what they're saying.
So you're not going to call me and tell me there's a warrant for my arrest?
I'm not going to tell you that until I'm at your front door.
Yeah, hopefully we never call you and tell you that.
Yeah. I like to try to avoid that, but good to know.
Yeah, they're also big on having you pay with some kind of, I mean, the Apple Music cards or the Google Play cards, and some kind of gift card that they're having you send them the codes for. No legitimate business is going to take any kind of gift card or pay card numbers over the phone. Money transfers are also a big no. You have to pay by some kind of certified method when these people are actually contacting you. And it's important to know, like, the IRS will never conduct business with you over the phone. I mean, if you ever tried calling them, you know how long you have to wait. They don't have the manpower to be out reaching other people. So certified mail is how they choose to do their business. The same with Medicare, Medicaid. Law enforcement deals with you in person. They don't send you letters or phone calls about that unless we're calling to follow up on some kind of case or crime that may have been reported to us. So it's just important that you are looking out for the signs of these scams, and the methodology of paying it is a big one. And if you ever, you know, there's the one where you get the check, they want you to deposit it and send some of it back. You get to keep the rest. You're going to do that. Typically over a weekend, the check's not going to clear. It's going to show in your account. You send $10,000 back of a $20,000 check you got, and then by Monday, all $20,000 disappears because it was no good of a check, and now you're out $10,000 out of your own money.
You know, it sounds pretty obvious when we listen to you talk about this, and we've had people on the air talking about scams and how to try to avoid them. But these, a lot of these callers, they do this for a living, and they're pretty savvy at what they do. They really are. I mean, so it really is just don't give that personal information out, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Avoid giving any personal information out. All the major companies will tell you on their sites that they don't ask for passwords, login information. They don't ask for personal information. That's something you have to give them if and when you're willing to conduct that business. And, I mean, just resist the pressure to act immediately and then contact someone you know and trust and let them know. Sometimes an outside ear who doesn't have that pressure tactic going on is able to really evaluate that a little clearer.
And John Faraga, J.T. Clarence, Emporia Police Officers, they're known as J&J, I understand, so we can let them just kind of take the ball and run here, but we're pleased to be joined and happy that they're going to be able to join us monthly here on KVOE. We've talked about some firework safety here this morning and some fraud scams, and J.T., you know, summertime, hot cars, and unfortunately, we've already been hearing stories nationwide about some tragic incidents involving kids and pets in hot cars, and unfortunately, it still does happen, huh?
It does, and it's, and like you said, super unfortunate. It's something we have to deal with on probably a monthly basis, hopefully not weekly. So, I don't know, a couple of tips that we were talking about before the show was whether or not you want to leave your, like, cell phone or something like that. Of course, not be texting while you're driving. If you leave that in your back seat, that way, if you do ever have where you get out of the car in a rush, you like, oh, I don't have my phone. It's in the back seat. Your kid's back there as well. So you have at least something back there as a little reminder.
Yeah, that's a good tip. I know some vehicles, basically, if you set something in the back of your car, there's going to be a beeper reminder that it will remind you when you're getting out that there is something in the back seat for you to look out to. But you know, it just keeps happening over and over, and it doesn't take long, JT, for your vehicle to warm up, and it doesn't have to be extremely hot, does it?
No, it doesn't. Really doesn't have to be, especially with the temperatures we've been seeing close to 100. It's going to pump that car temperature up drastically compared to the outside temperature.
So we're talking about maybe just minutes if the car is, windows are up?
Yeah, if it's warm enough out, it's only going to take minutes, and by the time we get there.
Yeah, the PIO team, the Public Information Officers team, the Emporia Police Department has put together recently. We were at a Walmart last week, Walmart's June Safety Month. They had us come out, and we filmed a Kids in Hot Car video, still being edited right now. It should be on our YouTube page probably by the end of this week, maybe the beginning of next. And we have an indoor-outdoor thermometer that we had placed one inside the car for it's the outdoor sensor, and then we kept the other one outside. And in a matter of about half an hour, we saw, it was about a 100-degree day, and we saw the interior car temperature in that half an hour rise up to about 145 degrees, almost 150. And it's important to know that children, a smaller body, they're going to heat up faster. It's the way a small pot of water boils faster than a larger one. Children's bodies can heat up 3 to 5 times faster than that of an adult's and can suffer the effects of heat stroke significantly sooner.
That's quick.
It is very quick.
And boy, the results are never very good, so just make sure you're paying attention and keeping an eye on the kids and pets, too. This is not pets can certainly suffer quickly, too, if you leave them in the vehicle in this kind of temperature that we're seeing here this summer. We've been very, very hot, but it doesn't really have to be extremely hot for damage to be done. What do you recommend, JT, if we are in a parking lot, say like Walmart, big parking lot, and it's a hot day, and you're driving or you're walking by a vehicle, the windows are up, and they see a child or a pet in there? What do you recommend you do if obviously they see something suffering?
Yeah, I'd say the first thing is to call us. We're always out and about. Our response time is pretty quick, so we should be there quickly enough to take care of the situation.
Okay.
And you don't know how long the kid or pet or whatever is in the vehicle's been there. I wouldn't suggest breaking any windows. I would say call us first immediately, and we can take action from there.
Okay, call 911 instantly. And
yeah, might check the door handles too before we go by breaking windows.
Oh.
I've worked that case where someone was just ready to go and smashed that window, and in reality the door was unlocked the whole time. And while I think Kansas State Legislature did pass a law, almost like a Good Samaritan Act for breaking windows, if a child or an elderly disabled adult or a pet was in danger, kind of absolving them of any kind of criminal liability, civil liabilities for that. But at the same time, we also don't want to break any windows we can avoid, leave glass in parking lots, that kind of a thing.
All right. Just be careful out there. And yeah, just dial 911, as JT mentioned. Response time pretty quick.
Yes, yeah, we're always out and about. There's a lot of us out.
So you guys excited about the holiday weekend?
I'm working it.
Yeah. I think we're both working. I work that night. Yeah. So.
Well, let me rephrase that. You excited about going to work?
Oh, yeah.
Always excited about work.
Like that. So how are things at the Torrey PD? Things going okay?
Things are doing well. I think we're still looking for more help around there. Picking up more hours ourselves until we can get our staff all the way back up to top. But other than that, I think the work's been good. Outside of these sweltering temperatures and having to wear Kevlar in that, it's pretty enjoyable.
Yeah, with that exception, indeed. So if people are interested in finding out more about maybe a career as an Emporia police officer, how would one go about doing that?
Well, you could check out the Emporia City website. It's emporia-kansas.gov. And click on the police tab and then on the careers from there. I believe at this time we're still taking applications. We have been able to hire several people. We have one at the academy right now, and there's three more that are starting with us this week. Still pre-academy on them, but given enough time, you might see several new faces out about in the street.
And so the person you're going to want to contact is Captain Ray Mattis.
Okay.
We have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have even a Twitter now, so... and then another big thing is we're also on Indeed for applications.
Okay. And they get to work with great guys like you.
Yeah.
See? Bonus right there. Well, gentlemen, anything you'd like to add before we put a wrap on it for this month?
I would just say have a safe 4th of July. Do everything you can to stay safe and go enjoy the fireworks at ESU.
Yeah, and I think for all the listeners out there, we have, with the creation of our public information officers team, been a lot more active on Facebook. I've seen a lot more activity or interactions with our Facebook than before. If you see the posts for this J&J radio show, feel free to drop topics that you'd like to talk about, questions you might want answered, or just things you want to hear from us, if anyone actually cares to hear from us.
I think they do.
All right.
We love to hear from you, and we can't wait to get you guys back next month. So, JT and Joffer, thanks. Appreciate you coming in, as always.
Yeah, no
thanks,
problem.
Man. All right, Emporia Police Master Patrol Officer Joffer Aga and Officer JT Clarence with us. You have the J&J Show on KBOE for the month of June. July will be here starting tomorrow. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc Healthcare Without the Headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center.
President Biden telling reporters covering the NATO summit in Madrid that he warned Vladimir Putin if Putin invaded Ukraine, NATO would get stronger and more united. And the president says that's exactly what happened.
We rallied our alliances to meet both the direct threats of Russia poses to Europe and the systemic challenges that China poses to a rules-based world order.
Another win, he says, invitations to both Finland and Sweden to join NATO. The Kremlin warning NATO not to send troops there. Biden responding.
An attack on one is an attack on all, and we will defend every inch of NATO territory.
Now, the president was also asked about things back home, including high inflation and gas prices. He says it was not a topic at the summit.
I have not seen anyone come up to me do anything other than, nor have you heard them say anything other than, thank you for America's leadership. You've changed the dynamic of NATO and the G7.
The president also asked about the Supreme Court's ruling overturning Roe, calling it a destabilizing move. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Enter to win groceries from Country Mart. Today, text the word MART, M-A-R-T, to 620-342-5863 for your chance to win a $25 gift card from Country Mart. Winner announced tomorrow. Emporia's radio stations is seeking the right person to add to our sales team. If you're self-motivated, a natural at building relationships, and would enjoy helping our clients grow their business, we'd like to talk to you. This is a well-compensated position, including health insurance, 401k, and vacation. Hours are flexible, and our company is very family-friendly. Send a resume to KVOE Radio, P.O. Box 968, Emporia, 66801, or email kvoe@kvoe.com. Emporia's Radio Stations Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer.
Get the highest car wash technology on the market today at Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Get more features than any other traditional wash, and you're in and out in 3 minutes or less. Single